Well, thank you so much for calling in. We are officially on to night two, which is actually the second part of this week. It's Tuesday night. It's 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and this is the closing portion of the prospecting and closing class that you are officially taking taking action in and being a part of. And I'm really excited that you are willing to take advantage of the tools and resources that really are available for you. And the reason is because the real truth is that action creates results. And I actually just got off a conference call, and we were talking a lot about just leadership in general, because people are always leading, you know, something. They're either a leader in a company, they're owning a business, they're leading a group of people in their community in one way or another. And in order to step up as a leader, it's humbling to know that we can always get better and we can always improve and we can always take advantage of new skills. And new skills aren't going to do anything other than put us a little bit further ahead than where we would have been before. And staying teachable and staying trainable is incredibly important, especially in business. And you all called in tonight as a business owner or as an independent representative of one business or another. And you're really looking for the ability to improve your own personal skill level. And there, it's so commendable. There's so much to be said for that. Why? Because a lot of people aren't willing to create more education for themselves. And even just 10% more skill level can create 20% more income. So a couple different things. Number one, we have created a Facebook group. It's private, and we will get the details out to you for it. But it's called a Super Friends group, and it's going to be where you'll be able to get access to, like, the recordings. You'll be able to just kind of stay connected and stay involved with this group of people. It's kind of an accountability group for sure. So just keep your eyes peeled for that. I don't think it's all the way quite ready yet. Maybe it is. I think it is. We're going to get the details out, I promise you, so you are not behind schedule. The other thing is that I just wanted you guys to keep in mind, if you have a script book, pull it out and use it as we go through this class, and just stay on track and just be able to see and follow along as you are partaking in this class. Where do I pause? Where should I enunciate my voice? Where can you take notes? Maybe you should create an extra tab on a separate page so you can flip back and forth easily. Hopefully by now all of you have a supplemental book. That's pretty crucial. And so definitely make sure you have that as you're sitting there. Make sure you have a pen, make sure you have paper, and just make sure you're taking notes, because you are going to get nuggets and you're going to get skill and you are going to get specifics that you maybe wouldn't have thought of. But I really highly, highly recommend that you just turn off distractions. I know that people like to multitask and you want to have your email open and Facebook open and you're looking at your text messages while your call log is going on speakerphone. I know some of you are doing it. But the truth of it is that this class is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really create the right posture, to create the right environment, to create the right mindset. And I just always look at really incredibly successful people, and I look at some of the top leaders of the world or top leaders of different businesses and go, do you think that they have Facebook open? Because I swear they don't. And obviously they're multitaskers for sure, but it's the small distractions that we can shut off that are just going to add another wrench into things. It's distracting. It's going to throw you off. And it's going to make us miss things that we could greatly, greatly benefit from. So I really encourage you to follow along, get your script book out, and just know that this class has resulted in thousands of dollars of extraordinary income. In fact, we most recently had a gentleman that took this class and created a $19,000 paycheck while we were in the middle of this class, from just perfecting his posture and his tone of voice and his skill level. And that's what the class can do for you too. So thank you so much again for calling in. This is Laura, by the way. Probably didn't mention that. But I will absolutely stay active in the Super Friends group as soon as that becomes more active. We're available over in Project 1000. And as soon as we wrap this class up, we will have a couple of ending announcements. So keep your ears peeled and let's get to work.
40 hours. Yep. That accounts for about 12 hours of work. What are you doing with the other 30 or 28 hours?
Well, yeah, I was not counting. I was counting, you know, meetings and stuff like that.
Okay, so I just want to kind of get an account for that. How many meetings are you doing?
Two a week.
Okay, and so it takes about 2 hours total to do a meeting, right?
Well, this meeting and a training.
You're doing two trainings a week?
No, a training and a meeting a week.
Okay, so how many hours is that?
So that's 3 hours.
3 hours total.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm at 15 hours.
Yep.
Where's the other 25 hours?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I calculated wrong, Danny. I don't know.
No. It's okay because we're gonna fine tune.
Yep.
Your business, right?
Right.
And so what happens, Dee Dee, is that most people, and this is most. let me give you a formula that if you decide to fit yourself into the formula,
mm-hmm.
your business is going to explode. 400 dials, you are number four on the list of doing the most amount of dials.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that doesn't mean that you're doing the amount of dials that you should be doing.
Right.
Okay, so for this class, you know, wow, you're doing awesome. You know, I've got, you know, Tracy with the most, with 1,000, and she's like the only one that's anywhere near she should be. But let me give you the ratio. You ready?
Yep.
80% of your time in prospecting brand new business. 19% of your time in training. 1% of your time in problem solving. It takes a leap of faith to actually to work your business that way.
Yeah.
So with 40 hours a week, that's 32 hours of prospecting. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 hours, 7.5 hours of training and 24 minutes of problem solving.
Say that again.
Seven and a half hours of training.
Yep.
24 minutes of problem solving.
Okay.
So how many hours did you say you're problem solving?
Well, I'm a system person, and when I'm talking to this many people, it's just really overwhelming me. And I don't know how you talk to 30, 40, 60 people, but I've honestly just been trying to put in systems so that I know who I'm talking to, what I do next. You
so
know what I mean?
This is all problem solving, right?
Yeah, it's all problem solving, but it's because I'm new. You know, I'm new to the dialer. I'm new to the. You know, I've never called that many people, so it's just trying to figure out how to not lose people. Because I think you know one of my things is that I'm very comfortable with dialing, talking to people, but it's
let me ask you this: What if you actually had to double the amount of people that you talked to, and you didn't have the hours to try to figure out the system?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think would happen? If the system is robbing your time, how effective is it?
Well, it's not robbing my time. It's just trying to figure out the system.
As I said, if the system is robbing your time...
Yeah.
How valuable is it?
Well, it's not very valuable, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, but you have to call people back. You have to know that, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to call Claudia back because she
okay, hold on.
Saw the
previous. Let me simplify this for you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a three-ring binder?
Yeah, I've got
okay.
one.
You got one? Okay, it's a tiny little thing, maybe 1 inch, right?
Right.
And do you remember the tabs that we had in high school?
Yep.
Okay. So you have one tab that's called contacts, and then you have another tab that's called leads. And the contact one is where you are basically printing off if you're purchasing leads, if that's how you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
you're printing off the long list of leads from off of your computer. Just print them out. That takes how long? A couple minutes.
Yeah.
Three-hole punch it, stick it in your binder. Those are called contacts. They then move to the lead section only when you get a hold of them. So you're not looking through 1,000 leads to find what time to call Barbara back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very back of the green script book, in fact, let's go there now.
Okay.
Let's go there right now. Under resources here, I think it's page 50, yep, 56. Turn to page 56 and 57.
Yep.
Okay. See that right there?
Mm-hmm.
It's Appendix C.
Yep.
All right. This is called a contact sheet. This is where you're going to three-hole punch the top of it. You photocopy this.
Mm-hmm.
Three-hole punch the top of it. And when you actually get a hold of one of those contacts, right?
Right.
Their name goes here, and your conversation is on this piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think computers are great and all that fun stuff, but all I know is I watch a lot of people waste a lot of time on them. And all I how did I talk to 30-plus people a day? I just use this contact sheet.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
Their name, their phone number, here it is. And it was really simple. And so this sheet is the one that tells you when the appointment is with the individual. So then I would highlight the ones that I would sponsor. And that, and so, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 per sheet, right?
Right.
So if I had two highlights on one sheet, then like, woo, I'm getting one out of six.
Okay.
You understand?
Yep.
So here's, you know, the follow-up appointment. Here's my comments. It's all right here. So it's only the people that I talk to am I looking at that sheet. Instead of the overwhelming list of 400 leads.
Okay.
Okay? So that's pretty simple. I'm not saying you don't have a need for the auto dialer or whatever it is that you're using, but if it is robbing your time, and it looks to me mm-hmm. like it's robbing about 25 hours a week.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If you hired me, okay, if I was your, if we were in a job and you hired me to be your personal assistant, and my job was to make contacts 80% of my time, 32 hours, I was supposed to be on the phone talking to people and directing them to a presentation, but I was literally spending 25 hours a week figuring out a computer thing. How long would you keep me?
Well, hopefully you'd get better.
Really? How long are you going to pay me for
right.
those 25 hours
yeah.
of non-production?
Right. Yep.
Right?
Right.
In this case, we're in business for ourselves, so we're going to have to fire ourselves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and here's what happens, Dee Dee, and I know you've probably been in business long enough to realize this, but it's interesting because we look at all the hours we're working, and I've only brought in one customer. Right?
Right, yep.
But the truth is, it took 12 hours to bring in one customer.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't take 40 hours to bring in one customer. Isn't that interesting?
But still, 12 hours, I would hope that I would bring in more than one customer.
I would agree. But do you know that it's going to take
yeah.
longer for your ratios to increase because your time is being spent on activity that is
right.
not productive?
Right. Okay.
So the way that your numbers are going to increase is by spending more time on the activity that actually produces something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay? So that's really good. So how do you know if 15 people went to your presentation?
I called them back and they...
So you had 15 people answer, pick up the phone?
Yeah.
Good job. Dee Dee, are you in both classes?
No.
Okay. You know what you need to do, right?
Yeah. Well, it's I'm right on the screen right now.
Good job, girl. Because with 45, you had 45 conversations, which is, you know, about average as far as you got a hold of 10% of the people, a little more than 10%, which is awesome, 11% of the people.
Uh-huh.
And good job that you actually had 50, you sent 15 people to a presentation and had 15 show up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to help you increase the 45 to the 15.
Okay.
Like if we could get it to 30, you had 30 yeah. people show up for the presentation, right?
Okay.
That means you would have sponsored. That would mean you would have had two customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just doubling your ability to get more people to show up for the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 15, so your numbers right now are 1 out of 15. And, Dee Dee, that's not bad.
Hmm.
It's not bad. I know it's not what you want. But it's not bad.
Okay.
Because, like I said, on a 10% closing ratio, right?
Right.
You can make a six-figure income. You're not far from that.
Okay.
You're 5% away. Okay, so that's not bad at all. All right, so let's go ahead and let me role play with you on closing.
Okay.
All right, now what did you send me to? I'm the prospect. Okay.
Yep, I sent you to my website.
You sent me to a website, and
yep.
What did I see on that website?
You saw information about the products and the opportunity.
Okay. Cool. Then, and now, so you called me back. We had an appointment time for you to call me back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
Do I say ring, ring?
Hello.
Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to look at that website?
Yes, I did.
Good. Tell me, what did you like about what you saw?
Well, I think I liked the idea of the products. It sounds like you guys have a lot of, you know, some pretty outrageous health benefits from the product line.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of products out there, but it seems like you guys have quite a bit of stability
mm-hmm.
with yours.
Okay. Well, good. Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Okay, Dee Dee, we're going to stop right here.
Okay.
You're scared to death, honey.
I am.
That's okay. Hey, how long have you been working cold market?
About 2 months.
I am so proud of you. That's amazing. You're doing really good.
Thanks.
You are. You're doing really good. I am really, really proud of you to look at the level of dials you do. And you've only been doing it for 2 months, which means you were birthed on warm market, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
You're just testing this out and trying to learn a new skill.
Yep.
Okay, now, Dee Dee, in the beginning, it's always scary to learn a new skill.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever brought any – how long have you been in your business?
6.5 years.
Okay. So in 6.5 years, have you brought anybody into your business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And have you had any customers have success on your product?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So can you give me a roundabout idea about how many?
How many customers?
Yeah.
I don't know, 50.
Okay, you've had 50 customers come in, and those people have had some success, right?
Yeah.
Which means you have the skill set to get someone started on your product and have success.
Right, yeah.
Okay. How many people would you say that you've brought into your business?
25.
25 people. So which means you possess the skill to bring somebody in, right?
Right.
Okay. And have any of them had some success?
Yes.
Bringing in other customers?
Yeah.
Okay. So it means you possess the skill to do that, right?
I do, yep.
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
I don't know. Reading your script.
Okay, now I want you to say that again.
Reading your script.
You are afraid of what?
Reading your script.
You're afraid of reading a script.
I love reading your
prospecting
script, and I don't know. I just can't read your closing script.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, what if you did know? What would the answer be?
If I knew?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, what if you did know? What would the answer be?
I would think that, maybe I just think that it's too quick or
yep.
They're not ready to make this kind of decision, you know.
How come they're not ready to make this kind of a decision?
Well, I guess I'm trained to, you know, to think that they need more information.
Really?
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
I guess. I don't know. You know, you have to take them to a presentation. I don't know. Maybe it was me. You take them to training. I mean, that's kind of the way that, you know, most of my business, my warm market business was done.
I'm
kind of a slow prodder, I guess.
Okay. Okay. So, but you are totally fully aware of the fact that there has been other people who have used that script after sending someone to a 2-minute and even a 4-minute recorded call and read that script and signed somebody up for $1,000.
Yep.
So you know that has happened.
Yep. And I have heard that on your tapes, and I'm like, I just don't, you know, I don't see how they do it.
Do you want to learn how?
Sure.
Okay. in order for you to learn how to do it, you've got to be willing to let go of the fear of the script. And hold on to the fact that you know how to get people started on your product and to help them to succeed with it.
Okay.
And you also have the ability, come on, girl, to bring in 25 people in a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had some good success.
Yeah.
You're good at what you do.
Yeah.
And a script is going to change all that?
I don't know. Okay. I need to get my head around it. You're right.
Right? Okay, let me ask you, does a script change your product?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Really? Does the script change whether or not people succeed on your product?
No.
Does the script change whether or not people succeed in your business?
No.
Really?
Okay. I'm getting there. I'm getting closer.
Okay, I knew you were afraid after the actually question number one, and then when it came to asking for the close, then you were like, you had a big old, a huge pause.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that you know your product works. You know your opportunity works. And
yep.
You're letting a script stand in the way of communicating that.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Right.
Right? It's kind of silly, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go back through it again. I want you to pretend like you love the script. The script is yours. You wrote it. You've signed up 100 people with it. And those people have done well, have thanked you for the product, have had amazing, significant health benefits from it. It all started with the quick script.
Okay.
All right, go for it. Just try again. Now, first of all, let me go here. What I want to see you do is this. You've been with your company for quite some time. You've seen some amazing things with your product. I want you to insert your story.
Okay.
Whatever it is, whether it's your product story or money that you've made, debt you've paid off, whatever it is, whatever your success story is, I want you to insert that in there. Now, when you rescheduled me after looking at the presentation, was it the next day, 2 days later, 20 minutes after? What was it?
It's usually the next day.
Okay. Then there needs to be a reestablishment of a rapport built.
Okay.
Because you haven't talked to me since yesterday, so when you, like, go for the throat,
yep.
without at least buttering me up a little bit,
yep.
then it's you're not comfortable either with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So let's go ahead and start from the beginning. After you reestablished a little bit of rapport, did you get a chance to review that information yet? Yes, I did. Dan, let me just tell you real quick what's happened to me.
See, I've been doing that before.
Yeah, so go ahead and insert your story right there, and then go right into the close.
No, I meant I've been doing that on my prospecting rather than my closing.
Your story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm willing to change, that's for sure.
Test it out. You can test it out and see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, go for it. I mean, if that's working for you, do it.
Okay.
Okay, go for it, hon.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Danny, it's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You have a good day?
Yeah, so far it's going okay.
Good.
Yeah.
How are the kids doing?
They're doing great. We actually went to a play yesterday. It was real fun. It was cute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Neat. Well, Danny, did you get a chance to take a look at the website?
You're still scared.
Yeah.
And yes, I did. Come on, honey, just ask me the question. As the confident business developer that you are, and you are interviewing me to see if I'm going to be worth your time or not. Let me ask you, Dee Dee, have you wasted your time with people?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to waste more time with people?
No.
Again, the mindset is are you going to hire me or not? That's
right.
What you're trying to figure out.
Right.
You're sitting behind the desk, you're in charge of human resources, and either you're going to hire this person or not.
Okay.
Now, somebody who's interviewing somebody for a job, are they afraid to ask those questions?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's the same exact mindset that you need to have.
Do you think I'm going to get it right now, or can I?
You are going to get
it till next week.
No, you're going to get it right now.
Okay. Okay.
All it is voice inflections. Let me help you.
I know.
That's all it is, and so it's just tonality. So let me show you.
Okay. Okay.
And by the way, everyone else is sweating bullets right now, too, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Anyone else is listening to you. Okay, so here's how it goes. Okay, so let me go. Let me do it with you, okay?
Okay.
So ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, great.
Good. Are you having a good day?
I am, thanks.
Good. How's the kids?
They're great.
Yeah?
They're great. Yep. Had soccer last night.
Oh, did anyone win?
We won.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, how old is the one that's playing soccer?
17.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, is the 17-year-old planning on going into, you know, college to play soccer or anything like that?
No, he's not that good, but.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Are you going to be glad when it's all done?
I am.
I bet. How long have you been a soccer mom?
Not too long, a couple years.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
So you didn't start him when he was three?
No, well, I didn't get him till a couple years ago. So
okay, gotcha.
He's newly mine.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's nice.
Yep.
That's nice. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
I did, yep.
Okay, good. Now, what did you like about what you saw on the website?
I liked the product, and I liked the stories I read, and it looks like something that, you know, people need.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, as I was reading the stories, I thought of other people who might be interested in it, and that kind of got me excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, Dee Dee, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, need to work on a college fund, mm-hmm. and I need to build some retirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, Dee Dee, with what you're currently doing at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to build that college fund as well as that retirement fund for you and your husband?
I'm not going to do it.
Really?
My current job.
Okay. And where do you see yourself getting started? Do you want to start at the bottom and work slowly towards those goals, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort than the person at the bottom does so that you can build that retirement fund as well as the college fund?
I want to start at the top and make the most money.
Okay. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on those checks?
That's good.
Okay. Now let's go back through. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Dee Dee?
Yep.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good, thanks.
Well, this is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
You having a good day?
I am, yep.
Good. Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
I did, yep.
Okay. What did you like about what you saw? Hello?
Hello. I like that people were making money. A lot of people, I mean, I have to say a lot of people are not turned on, you know, they're not saying, you know, they liked the website or.
Okay, but hold on. Could it be on how you're entering in the conversation?
Maybe.
Because
yeah,
it didn't okay. sound like you were either.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, let me help you. I'm so glad you said that. It doesn't seem like people are really turned on with the information.
Right.
Okay, watch. So you are allowing their response to dictate how you lead.
Okay.
So what that is that circumstances determining how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's never the circumstances in life that determine success. It's how we deal with them.
Right.
So watch what happened here. The second time through as I'm reading it, did you notice your response where I said, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, yes, I did. And I said, well, what did you like about what you saw? And you were like silent.
Well, I just was thinking about this guy who called me right before our call,
uh-huh.
11 o'clock, and he says, you know, I looked at your website and it just doesn't interest me.
Mm-hmm. So, and
I said, well, okay.
And do you know
about... And I said, well, tell me what you mean by that. And he said, well, I just don't think I can get excited about it.
Okay, great. So did you look at – so tell me what you liked about what you saw.
Okay. I know you always go back to that question.
Yeah, because I didn't ask him if he was excited about it.
Right.
I'm asking
right.
what he liked about what he saw
right.
to have him focus on that trail. And well, so here again, Dee Dee, is what I'm saying. By the way, there's always going to be a certain percentage of people that are going to give you that objection and be a no.
Yeah, right.
There's always going to be. So you
right.
count him in that place, right?
Right.
But the truth is you are allowing their response to dictate whether or not you believe in those 50 customers that you've helped get better on your health product.
Right.
You're allowing their response to dictate the truth about the 25 people you've brought into your business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, to be honest with you, right when we started a role play, you were expecting for me to reject you.
Right.
So, one has a downtone. So, notice that, did you feel a difference between the first time and the second time that I was playing the prospect?
Yeah.
Now, isn't it interesting that the first time that I played the first time that I was closing you, you didn't think about the guy that said he wasn't excited about the business.
Right. That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And why were you not thinking about that guy that said he wasn't interested?
Because of your tone.
Exactly. Because
yeah.
I am directing and speaking to a yes.
Okay. Okay.
I am my posture causes you to have a different posture.
Uh-huh.
But the second time through, my posture was fearful. And I was expecting to get rejected. And you instantly thought of someone who rejected you. Isn't that wild?
That's wild. Yep. That's good. That's good.
Do you understand?
Yep,
so when you talk to your 17-year-old, there is authority in your voice when you speak to him. Isn't that correct?
There is.
See, you just had it right then and there.
Yeah.
When you said there is. You see, authority has a deeper down tone.
Yeah.
Fear has a low tone that is a little shaky, uncertain, quivering.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I can have that tone because I, you know, I used your tone for calling people back who don't call you.
Uh-huh.
I had two people call me, Danny. And I don't think I know you, but I'm sorry I haven't called you back.
Isn't that funny?
So, yeah, it is definitely.
So you've experienced being the business developer and the professional that you need to be and got strangers who didn't even know who you were to call you back and apologize
yep.
for not calling you.
Yeah. And she's very interested in the business.
So. Oh, no way.
Yeah, and was trying to call us while we were doing this call.
No way!
So
I'm going to tell you that your attitude and the tone is everything.
Yeah.
So yep. even if you didn't believe, you can act like you do.
Right.
And belief has a certain sound. Conviction has a sound. And it demands a response.
Mm-hmm.
It demands a response.
Right.
And so your mind was controlled based on my tone. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No.
Just as you controlled the mind of two strangers who didn't know you, didn't recognize your name, knew nothing about what you're doing, who now are interested in what you're doing because of your tone.
Mm-hmm.
And your tone was, how dare you not call me back? Do you understand? It's everything,
yeah.
man. It's absolutely everything. You've yeah. heard me say it on the audios. Man, if I got on the phone as the homeless woman that I was, I wouldn't be here today.
Right. That's right.
But I had to get on the phone borrowing some confidence from somebody else, pretending like I knew what I was doing. I cannot tell you, man, that thousands of people that I've coached, I mean one-on-one, I'm talking one-on-one, where I've actually gotten people through 40-minute coaching sessions or whatever, I'm like, okay, I just want you to pretend like you know what you're doing. Now get on the phone and call somebody, and I listen to them live. It is astounding to me how far they can get by just pretending.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you ever played, like, Let's Make Believe?
I've not a long time.
But you have as a kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
We can create our own reality
yep.
on that. So I know you've got confidence and authority from other places that you can borrow and use here, and that's all it is. Your voice needs the authority.
Right.
When the voice has the authority, man, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
But if you're afraid of receiving rejection from somebody and getting objections from somebody, you will get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll clearly get them. But if it what it is, and this is how I did it while I was learning to get my numbers better, as I was learning to handle those objections, here's what happened with me, is I would look at this, and here's what it is. I don't want you being emotionally attached to yeses and nos.
Yeah.
Okay? You've had a beautiful opportunity of being able to work with warm market. And that opportunity working with warm market, you know, you've gotten 75 people in with warm market.
Right.
And these are relationships that you already have established that you want to keep those relationships. This is why you've chosen more of a slower path with those individuals.
Right.
When it comes to working cold market, these are just people who are, listen to me carefully and write this down, everybody that's listening to me. These people are in a desperate position.
Yep.
These people are in a fearful position.
Yep.
These people do not have too many more chances in their life to get their life on track. The fact that they're answering an ad, looking for a way to generate more income working from home, shows you they have a weakness. I haven't answered an ad. Right?
Right.
Am I looking for a business to work from home? No. Why? I got enough going on.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So someone who is looking to make extra income from home tells you what?
They're desperate. They're looking.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're serious. Yeah.
There's something desperate going on in their life. There's something that they need that needs to be fixed. There's something that said to them, I have got to make a change in my finances. I've got to make a change in my career. What I'm doing is not working for me. Isn't that the person that answered the ad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the person that's a multimillionaire who's just bored stiff and doesn't have nothing to do. Right?
Right.
The guy answering the ad is somebody that's got a need. Our job is to find it and fill it.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yep. Yep.
So you already have it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Good. Yep. Yep.
You are the one that already have the opportunity, and you have one that works.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You're not selling cut glass in a plastic bag, are you? No. You actually have a real product that really helps people.
Right.
I can't say that for all my clients.
Yep.
But I can say that for you. I'm familiar with yours. In fact, you were one of my competitors, flip, 18 years ago.
Right.
Your product was a competing product with one of mine. Got started around the same time. So anyway, so you already have it. They are in need. You have the ability to fill the need, but the deal is you're not going to work with everybody. Because your time is valuable, and just because they're desperate and have a need doesn't mean they're qualified to work with you.
Right.
Got it?
Yep, yep.
You have a small percentage of people who have had success in a home-based business. You're a few. Which means they need to impress you for you to show them how to get 75 people started in a business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because currently the guy on the other end of the phone don't know how to do it. But he certainly needs to know how.
Right.
Got it?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Here, let me tell you something else, Dee Dee, about you, and I want you to write this down.
Okay.
You're serious and you're committed. 95% of the people in a home-based business are neither one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rare breed of people that stick it out for 6 years and then invest into their education to learn how to get themselves higher and better. You've got 2% in your blood.
Well,
there's very few people that would sign up for a class like this. Very few people that will go to First Steps to Success in Creating a Dynasty. Very few. Very few that will purchase a script book. It's only the few. So you already have to offer a great opportunity for the individual. Everyone that's in this class, if you guys are of a few.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, don't mess around with prospects that are not worth your time. And so what the reason why I say that is for you to have the posture of understanding, I really do have something good to offer these individuals. And if they can't see that, it's their problem. And I'm looking for the ones who have eyes to see and ears to hear and a work ethic and that are teachable and are willing to follow directions. Those who are not worth my time. They can go work with the uncommitted individuals and waste their time.
Right.
You understand? That's how I made it, Dee Dee.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how I made it.
Yep.
I didn't make it with begging and convincing. I had to make it with, I only have so much time and money, and I got to dig myself out of this hole, so I'm only looking for those that are serious.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, my tone and my posture and my attitude was deadly serious. Therefore, I attract exactly who I am.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yep.
Great. All right, girl.
Okay.
Good job. And by the way, they don't need more information to make a decision. They already have made the decision to do something.
Right.
And either they're going to do it with you or they're going to do it with one of your competitors.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Very
yeah.
good point. Yeah. That's
they've already made
yeah.
a decision when
right.
they answered the ad.
Right. Yeah.
Who with
okay.
is the next thing. All right, girl. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. You are totally welcome. Okay, cool. Amy, go ahead and put her back in.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and have Peter Flowered. Lord.
And I don't see Peter on the call, so Peter, if you are on the call, please press the number one.
Bad.
Doesn't look like Peter's with us.
That's too bad. Okay, let me have another one. Hold on. Okay, let me have Sue Kaler.
Okay, Sue, your line is open.
Thank you.
You are fast.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. Okay, you're working warm market?
No, you need to know right off the bat.
That's cold.
I sent a new form in on Tuesday night that said it was cold market.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
I just changed it. All right,
okay.
But you're at 13 people to a presentation.
Yes.
Okay, and you know those 13 showed up because you sent them to a conference call, correct?
I sent them to a conference call.
Yep.
Yes.
Good job. Okay, well, let's go ahead and role play out some closing for you.
Okay.
Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
And having 25, you talked to 25 people and 13 people show up for a presentation. Good job.
Yep.
Yep, great job. And I know who you're working with, and you couldn't be working with a greater group of people.
Thank you. I feel the same way.
Yeah, you couldn't be working with a greater group of people. I mean, you really are blessed.
Yes, I am.
To be working with them. Okay, so it's after the conference call.
Okay, hi, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Great. What did you think about what you just heard?
Mm. Well, man, it certainly sounds exciting and sounds like the people really know what they're doing. It was very professional. Yeah, it was very exciting.
All right. Well, tell me more about that.
well, you know, the stories are crazy. How much money somebody could make so fast is really crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I have, you know, quite a bit of debt that I need to pay off, for starters. You know, I don't ever want to be in the financial position that I'm in right now.
Okay. Well, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to pay off that debt and not be in that financial position anymore?
We're going
to
stop right here. So as it comes down for you to start asking the question to get the money, Sue, your posture totally changed.
I know.
You don't like question 5 and 6 now, do you?
No. No, and I really appreciated your conversations with Dee Dee just then. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm shaking in my boots right now.
Sue, look at this. It's only a script. They're only questions.
Right.
Okay, now watch. Your posture completely changed when it came time to make the rubber meet the road. You love hearing all my exciting stuff, but you're expecting for me to give you an objection right there.
Yes.
Stop it. There's no reason to be afraid. Again, what are we looking for? We're looking for those that are serious.
Yes.
Those who have the ability to make a commitment and stick to it. Not every person we talk to is qualified to work with Sue. Tell me, Sue, what did you do prior to working with this company?
Excuse me, I'm getting emotional. I didn't want to do this. I am a very successful businesswoman out there in, I'm a manufacturer's rep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have been a very successful businesswoman, and last year I lost my job, and so my income decreased substantially.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't have the money to throw around everywhere, so I'm just assuming that everybody else doesn't have money to throw around.
Oh, so you think everyone's in the same position you're in?
I would hope they're not. But.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hands on top of your head.
Okay.
And I want you to pull off the God complex. Because only God knows what financial position every single prospect's in.
True.
And not Sue. Right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, let's go over here. So you're a successful manufacturer's rep. What? So you had a temporary season of losing your job, and you are not going to make the decision to lose your confidence as well.
Well, Danny, I kind of did.
Well, it's time to get back up on your feet and throw that idea in the trash.
Take
because
my confidence back.
Your identity, Sue, is not wrapped up in the manufacturing rep job. Was it the job that made Sue successful?
No.
Really?
It was my people skills.
No way. Do you still have those?
I absolutely do.
No way. Okay, now watch. You've heard me tell my story. That my husband stole my bank account.
Right.
My credit cards. He maxed them out. I wound up completely homeless, right?
Right.
Okay. But I say the one thing that he could not steal was what?
Your skill set.
Exactly.
Yes.
He stole my dignity, my confidence, my belief, my faith. But there's one thing he could not steal. And what helped me to rise up and get myself out of the pit that I was in?
Knowing.
My skill set that I had gained the year before.
Right.
I hadn't used those skills for a whole year. But when desperation makes a decision and says, what do I have to work with? That's when the rubber meets the road. So I need you to forget about losing your job as a manufacturer's rep and say, well, thank you, God. You've given me some great skill sets, a whole lot of confidence through that job, and I can use that over here for myself.
Thank you.
Probably why you started to get emotional when I said not everyone's qualified to work with Sue. So Sue, as a successful manufacturer's rep, if you were to, let's say if you were to run your own manufacturing company, right?
Right.
Would you hire just any Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street to take that job?
No, I would not.
Tell me, do you know exactly the kind of person who should have the job?
Yes, I do.
Would you say that it could be possible that you'd have to go through several applicants to find your replacement?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Not everybody would do what I did.
No way. And this is exactly the same.
Right.
You're now a manufacturer's rep for the travel business.
Hey, I like that. Thank you for that one.
You're now a manufacturer's rep for the travel business.
Yes.
And the income potential is far greater than what you were doing before.
It's 10 times greater.
It is, isn't it?
At least, yeah.
Yes. And you don't have to worry about some yahoo above you screwing something up.
Right.
So that you'll lose your position because you're in charge.
Exactly.
So what you're hiring are more manufacturer reps for the travel industry.
Right.
Do you understand?
I do.
You know exactly who you want to hire.
Yes, I do.
And if they don't fit the bill, are you going to beg them?
No, I am not.
Are you going to be afraid to find out if they fit the bill?
No, I am not.
No way.
No way.
So who fits the bill?
People like me.
No way! So people who are hungry, people who are teachable, people who are willing to follow directions, people who are willing to submit to the authority of the trainer who is training them, someone who's willing to put up the money to get themselves started.
Right?
Exactly. Not someone you're going to beg, please put up $9,000.
Right.
Please buy some leads. Please go to First Steps. Please get into prosperity and closing class.
Right.
No! Somebody like a Sue is, sign me up for that. I'll take that. I want those leads. And yes, I'll be on those conference calls.
Yes.
Sue, isn't that what you said?
That's what I said.
No way. So you're looking for a you.
I'm looking for a me.
You are, and you're not going to buckle or bend or grovel or beg. Because that very mindset, and when you begin to do that with your mouth, then you attract those people. But when Sue Kaler is exactly who she is, and her identity is not wrapped up in being a manufacturer's rep, she became successful in that position because of her skill set that she still possesses. She has chosen to walk away from that field and into a much higher paying field. And now she gets to interview other reps to
yes.
see if they have what it is she's looking forward to work with, and she'll build a team of those reps.
Yes, I will.
You got it, baby.
Yes, I know it.
Okay, awesome.
Thank
good
you
job. All right, girl.
All right.
Good, good job. Love it.
All right.
Okay, Amy, go ahead and put her back in.
Okay.
And, let me have Angeline van der Heijden.
Okay, Angeline, your line is open.
Yes, I'm on the line.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What time is it over there?
Well, I live in Spain.
I know.
Yes, and it's 20 minutes past 6.
P.M., right?
Evening.
Good. Okay, so Angeline, welcome from Spain. And I see that you're working warm market. I've got about 30 dials for you. You talk to 20 people, which the ratio for warm market is always higher. Of getting a hold of people, no question. So a 67% rate of getting a hold of people, and you scheduled 15 for a presentation. You brought one into your business. Let's go ahead and go through this real quickly. I've got a couple questions for you. What are you doing with the rest of your time?
Well, it was amazing when you were talking to the other ladies, and I was thinking, I never saw the way you are doing the numbers.
Yep.
So I spend a lot of time with people who want to start. So I do another one, another presentation, another people who for my team who bring people. I'm kind of training my team because they are so insecure. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. How long have you been in your business, Angeline?
In this company, I'm 3 years, and I was in another company 2 years.
Okay, so the question I have for you is all of that time that you're spending, because, I mean, with 30, and so you realize, man, I'm spending way too much time with other people, right, other than new business.
Yes.
Okay, when you first got started 3 years ago, would you say that more of your time was spent in prospecting?
No. Well,
it would have to be because you didn't have anyone to babysit.
So I was traveling between Spain and Germany. I'm doing calls from here, from Spain. I have my warm market in Germany because I lived 30 years in Germany, and I didn't speak Spanish, so I had to learn Spanish and to get new contacts here mm-hmm. to get warm market here in Spain.
Yep. Okay, so Angeline, what I'm hearing is a lot of busy body stuff going on and not a lot of productivity. And I think you figured that out from the very beginning of the call, right?
Yes. I'm hearing since 2 months your call, your pre-recorded call, every day, 1 hour, and I say, oh, I have to change something.
Okay, so here's some things, first of all. In the last 3 years of you building your business the way you're working it, you're telling me that you're working a lot of time with your people because your people are insecure. So it seems to me is that no matter how much time you spend with those people, they're still insecure.
Yes.
So you have to look at your business model and say, is what I'm doing really working?
Yes.
Okay. So with the adult daycare system that you have instead of the telecommunications business that you own, you have to ask yourself, is my time really being used for, to the maximum benefit? Angeline, here's the other thing. Whatever you do, love duplicates. And so you're duplicating insecurity. Instead of independent business owners who go out and build a business without you and far surpass your own ability. So here's what I do know. That if you spent the last 3 years doing nothing but dialing, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your closing ratio would be up and over 50%. And you would also have other people in your organization with a closing ratio of over 50%. But how you build your business is the same exact way that other people are going to build it. They look at what you do and they do what you do. And so if you continue to step in to help your people close or to help do presentations for them, they'll never do them on their own. Here's a couple recommendations. First of all, Angeline, you got in this class. You're calling in from Spain. You are deadly serious about building a business. You've been with your business for one business 3 years, another business 2 years. It means you're deadly committed and serious about building it. For someone who's been in for 3 years, the fact that you did 30 dials is pretty good. You know, because most people after 3 years are doing no dials. So, you know, that's not bad that you've done 30 dials, talked to 20 people, did 15 presentations, sponsored one. I know I can help you raise your closing ratios only if you increase those dials, and I want you to leave your group alone for this next month. So the ratios that I gave you, 80% of your time I want in prospecting brand new business. If it is not talking to a brand new person to present an opportunity to, you shouldn't be doing it. But I'll give you 7.5 hours a week, okay? So if you only have 7.5 hours a week to work with your group, I bet you would choose who you'd work with rather wisely. Would you say, Angeline?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This 7.5 hours a week with the group includes also doing presentations with them?
Yes. To be honest with you, you should never be in a presentation with them without having personal prospects there yourself.
Okay. Yes, I heard it in one of your calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but have you done it?
I have another kind of... The people I talk to is different to the people they bring. They bring people without work. So they are without... How do you call it in English? They are without work.
They're waste your time. They're a waste of your time.
And I talk to people who are working,
yep.
business owners, and
yep.
I do not put them together because this doesn't go well.
Yep. So, Angeline, how long do you want to waste your time? Working with people that are bringing you bad prospects.
I want to earn money.
Angeline, how serious are you about wanting to earn some money?
I'm very serious, you know, but because
tell
I'm
me
living
why.
For my. Hmm?
Tell me why.
See? Because I'm living for my savings. I stopped my business in 2003, and I have some savings out of my business I owned in Germany, and I'm eating my pension.
Okay.
So I have to money.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes.
Please take me off.
Okay.
Okay. I have one quick question for you. What did you like about what you saw on the website or what you've heard? Because you said you've been listening to the audios. Tell me what did you like about what you've heard.
Well, you know, I
the conscience I became in the last 2-3 months was, and I told you, I owned a business before, and I had 80 people on my pay schedule every month. And I was doing interviewing people and looking if they are good to work with me.
That's good.
Well, I was very successful in Germany.
Obviously, if you've been living off of that money since 2003, you were very good. So tell me, what did you like about what you heard on our website?
I heard that they earn money, and I do not earn money.
Okay, so you like that you've heard of all those testimonies of people making money?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I realized that I must do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm. That's why I signed up for this class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm hearing every day one of your recorded calls.
Yep.
And I will find out what I'm doing wrong and what I can do to earn the money.
Yep.
What I can do to get these people into my team,
yep,
into my sales force.
Yep. Okay, so, Angeline, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, to pay the things I have to pay.
Okay.
For my living. I'm 55 years old, and I hope I will live up to my 80, so I need more money.
Okay, now, Angeline, with what you're currently doing and the current way you're building your business for the last 3 years, how long will it take you to be able to pay for your expenses and to pay back your pension and to make a lot of money?
I will never reach it because I'm not earning money, Danny.
Yep. So the question I have for you is, where do you see yourself getting started with the work at home profit zone plan? Do you see yourself getting started working from the bottom, which is listening to free calls and just trying to go at it just an hour a day? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn all of that money you've heard our other clients earn? People like Jackie, who failed for years in this industry until he came to First Steps and came out and generated $13,000 his first month after his first steps to success. Do you want to be in a position like Renee, who also has generated now over $700,000 in just a few years, learning a very simple system, and that system being at First Steps to Success? There's the low end of the package, and there's a high end of the package. The low end in working slow is listening to a call every day. The high end of it, for the people who have had the biggest results, are the people who have plugged in to First Steps to Success that's taking place March 21st and 22nd in Los Angeles, California. So do you want to earn a lot of money very quickly and no longer deal with people that you shouldn't be working with and no longer waste the next 3 years of your life?
Well, I want to earn a lot of money. I want to be in a high position, and I want to plug in your system. And I think I have already plugged in because I have the CDs for First Step to Success. I have the millions, how is it called? The
Prospecting CDs. Closure Rate of Millions.
Yes.
Okay.
I have the
script. Those are all
meaning.
Great. Those are all great, but those are supplements, just like vitamins. First Step to Success is my recommendation to you. Creating a dynasty is my second recommendation to you. Let me tell you why, Angeline. You are deadly. You are a businesswoman. You're a businesswoman. And there's a big difference. Right now, you are trying to learn how to perform open-heart surgery by some online courses versus going to university and learning from a surgeon. Do you understand? You are not the kind of woman who's playing around with a little business. You are a very successful business owner who made enough money to set aside quite a large pension that you've been living off of for the last 5 to 6 years, which tells me something about your character. It tells me something about your skill set. It tells me something about your experience. It also tells me that you're a risk taker. And so as a woman like that, you know, there's two different types of clients that we have. And you are definitely not the kind of a client who's going to look for the easy way and the slowest way to be able to build your business. You are definitely somebody that has what it takes to build something very quickly, and you just need the simple direction that first steps to success in creating a dynasty shows. Audios don't do anywhere near what a two-day live seminar does. So what you're listening to with Live in North Carolina, that is nowhere near what you can expect out of 2 days live. Let me ask you this. With audio, you can listen to it while you're driving your car, right?
Yes.
And you can listen to it while you're cooking dinner, right?
Yes.
You can listen to it while you're taking a shower, right?
Well, it's a bit difficult, but...
Can you take a shower while I'm live in your face for two straight days?
Can I, please?
Can you be cooking while I'm talking at First Step to Success live? No, you are sitting in a seat, frantically taking notes, 100% involved and plugged in. There is a big difference between an online course and being live at the university and learning hands-on from the surgeon itself. Would you agree with that?
That's true, yes.
Yes. So I guess the question is are you the kind of person that doesn't take a risk and show up for university, learn how to become the surgeon that you know you deserve to be? Or are you the kind of person that wants to see what you can figure out for free or online or a slower way? It's up to you, honey. Sounds to me like you got to make some money fast.
Yeah, I know. It's for me, it's impossible to be next week in where you are in Los Angeles.
Well, all I do know is if it was really impossible, you wouldn't have heard about it. And you wouldn't be hearing from your coach right now telling you to get your bottom there ASAP. It's just how long you want it to take, that's all. That's all. So what I would recommend, well, first of all, everything that I taught today totally applies to you. Man, you interviewed 80 employees. You know how to interview. What is simply happening for you right now is you're spending a lot of time babysitting other people that you shouldn't even be talking to. How many people do you have in your business?
About 20.
20 people. So it's taken you 2 years to get 20 people?
Yes.
Would you like to learn how to get 20 in a month?
Yes.
Would you like to have those 20, out of those 20, to have maybe five of them go and build a business without you and never need you for closing, never need you for doing presentations? That those five would be doing their own presentations.
That all these questions, you know that I answer with them with yes.
Yes. Okay, so, and currently you don't know how to do that, right?
I don't know how to find them. I don't know how to talk to them.
Yes, yes.
I have 3,000 warm contacts in my database.
Wow!
For clients, for a lot of people, but I do not know how to contact them.
Right. Okay. So you're in the prospecting class also, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, girl, all I know is you are so set up for an amazing home run. You're clearly set up for an amazing home run. So my recommendation, again, is pretty simple. If you want to make a lot and you want to do that quickly and you want to duplicate to where you have independent people, my gosh, if you have 3,000 contacts, darn, and you also have credibility with those 3,000 contacts because you were a businesswoman, we can certainly show you how to make that work for you very simply. You're doing the right thing as far as you're in the prospecting and closing class. That's going to help you some. But if you want to propel yourself much faster, Los Angeles couldn't be at a better time for you. It couldn't be a better set of circumstances for you. Could not be better. I would just check into flights. Check it out. By faith, step out and see what would happen. I promise you this, what happened to Simon from Australia can happen to you. Simon became number one in Australia as a direct result of using the First Step to Success system, generating multiple six figures. He's got a $1.2 million home. He's made all kinds of crazy income in his early 30s. And it wasn't just because of him learning how, but it's also because of his people plugging in, too. He actually brought 100 people from Australia to Los Angeles for creating a dynasty. And that's what put him number one up on the charts, because his people now could build without him and build successfully, where he was babysitting prior to that. And he sat in on a class just like this. This is how he started before he came to First Steps to Success. Is he started with these classes. He started with the same audios that you have. I gave him the same exact recommendation on a live call, get to First Steps immediately. He did so. And out of that, in fact, he'll be in Los Angeles. He'll be there even next week. So anyway, Angeline, you're doing everything that you need to. You have all the perfect foundation to succeed with. You are right. You're missing a few things. You're missing a few things that an audio is not going to answer. It's going to help to point you in the right direction, but it's not going to fulfill the thing, the yearning that you've got inside of you. So hats off to you, 3,000 clients in your database. Prospecting class is going to help you with that. Closing is as simple as reading, you know, the script that you heard us read. There's other issues that I would say that's going on, and your time is being spent elsewhere. So let me give you some advice leading up to a first step. First of all, I want you for the next 3 weeks that we're in this class together, this is what I want you to do. Please spend your time, 80% of the time, contacting those 3,000 people. Only 7.5 hours is going to be spent in working with your existing organization, but to be honest with you, I would spend the 7.5 hours with the new people that you will be getting started from spending 80% of your time prospecting. It's impossible not to get somebody started when you have the level of credibility that you have, the kind of context that you have, the experience you have of interviewing people to see if you want to work with them. You have it all. So the issue is you're not spending enough time picking up the phone and talking to people. And I don't care if you screw it all up. You're still going to get somebody started. That 7.5 hours of time of training, do you have insider secrets?
No.
Okay. Insider secrets, do you have a presentation success system?
No.
Okay. Those two, between those two CDs, they show you how to get the person started on the right track, especially with presentation success system. So when you get somebody started, how do you put them on the track to where they are going to start earning income right away? So between those two audio programs, that kind of directs you in the direction of what to do with those people for the 7.5 hours. Okay? You got 24 minutes of problem solving. If you just do that, if you add a first step into there, you're talking about astronomical growth. But if you're talking about just get on this plan, 80% of the time, so it's 32 hours of prospecting. Meaning, when you work with these people, these 20 people that are whining, it totally hurts your prospecting. Just like this. Remember earlier you said that the people that you are doing presentations for are bringing you people who don't have jobs, right?
Yes.
Isn't that frustrating?
Ugh, it's terrible.
Isn't it?
It's
and you
terrible.
Drove all that distance just to find out you wasted your time, right?
Yes.
Yes. So how do you feel about prospecting somebody after that? Not real good, huh? Because you're frustrated with the 20 people that you're working with.
Yes.
Write this down. We get whatever we focus on.
Yes.
Right? Angeline, it was impossible for me to succeed. It was impossible. And it was impossible for Charlotte Zwart to succeed. And Charlotte Zwart is on the phone with us right now from Nevada, Las Vegas area. Charlotte Zwart failed miserably for a long time. Now Charlotte Zwart is a raging success, generating outrageous levels of income. This girl talked to hundreds of people and heard no, 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 no. Now this woman has high closing ratios. I've watched Charlotte from day one failing and then succeeding. Single mom, beautiful little girl that she's got raising her daughter. So when we spend time with the 20 who are frustrating us, it makes it very difficult for us to prospect new people that are going to do great. But if you don't make time, if you limit the time that you spend with the 20, and most of your time, let me ask you this. Wouldn't you say that sponsoring a new person is the most exciting thing in the world to do?
Yes.
Isn't it? There's nothing more exciting for your business than getting a new person started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more frustrating than working with whiners.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
So can you remember when you've sponsored people, like you can't even sleep at night, right?
Yes.
Right. And the same whiners rob you of sleep at night as well, don't they?
Yes.
Isn't that true? Yes. You're sitting there tossing and turning. You want to wring their necks. Okay? So I want you to limit the time that you spend with the whiners, because it has an internal effect on you. It has an internal effect on me. When I'm working with whiners who are complaining about what they can't do, it has the same impact on me that it does on you. But when I'm working with those that are teachable, that are hungry, that have yes in them, that say, I am willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. I'm willing to do whatever it is that I'm told to do, and I am going to walk this thing out, and I'm going to succeed in this thing. That's who you're looking for. That's who I'm looking for. That's who I'm looking for in Los Angeles, to take the distance for 2009. 2009 is a peculiar year. Coming off of the heels of 2008, the worst year of people's lives. A year of bad economy, a year of desperation, a year of disaster, a year of political nightmares, a year of a war that's been going on for too stinking long. America's now an embarrassment to so many other nations. That's what 2009 is. We're looking to raise up a breed of people that will shine so much brighter than that they're shining right now, and know how to get exactly who they need to get, how to find the yes in the yesers, to next the whiners, and to raise up a breed of people that is a breed above and a breed apart. And why? Because it's desperate times. There couldn't be a more perfect time to build a business than right now, because people are more desperate than they've ever been, ever in history of their lives. Never have been more desperate than they are right now. It's a perfect time to build a business like yours. Mm-hmm. How do I know? Because I was in that same time 20 years ago. It looks the same. Feels the same, sounds the same, smells the same. So how do you raise a business full of people who are not fearful? That's what we're going to be working on. And it's going to be fun. So do this between now and then. Stay away from the whiners. I want you to go find a whole bunch of brand new people. You got a list of 3,000 people. You already told me. I want you to call them, even if you screw it all up. Even if you screw it all up. Okay?
Okay.
Go make a mess and screw it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
How can we do, can I overcome the secretary?
Well, I don't know. How did you overcome the secretary before? And that's a prospecting question for the prospecting class.
Yes.
And I know you must have overcame the secretary before. Are you telling me that a woman like you who generated the kind of income that you've done over the years are afraid of a secretary? I don't think so.
No.
I don't buy it for one second. Try somebody else. I know better than that. I'm sorry, a woman that moves from Germany to Spain and doesn't speak English, I mean, doesn't speak Spanish, and you're afraid of a secretary? I don't think so. I don't buy it for one second. You are a risk taker to the bone, honey. And you are a survivor to the bone. I'm not worried about it. Maybe you just forgot who you were for a second.
Last
okay.
5 years, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you did. I think you forgot who you are, because those are not valid questions from a woman like you. Not at all. Okay,
it's
Amy, put her back
you.
In. Thank you so much
okay.
for being on the call, girl. And
you.
Get your numbers up this week so that you can get picked to role play with, and I would be
awesome. So good. So good. So one thing that is really, really important that we focus on, because so many of you are following the flyer system, you're calling cold leads, you're involved in War Market, you're doing social media, is getting diligent with tracking and keeping track of how many people am I calling, how many people am I physically getting a hold of and talking to versus how many messages am I leaving, and just keep track of all of that stuff manually. We talk so much about time management and not getting too sucked into problem solving and just going to work. And that posture and tonality will make or break it. So practice it. Read the script to yourself out loud. Use the right tonality. Use the right enunciation. And practice it out loud a couple of times so that you're comfortable, you're confident, you're not surprised by, like, the next line or having to skip to the next paragraph. It's just really super important. And obviously, the last thing that we talked about was we get what we focus on. So change your mentality. You know, go into calls knowing that people need you more than you need them. People desperately need your opportunity. And if you don't give them one, who's honestly going to? The next big thing that we've got coming up is a totally free preview event. It's going to be hosted in Cleveland, Ohio this weekend, June 17th, with seven-year NFL veteran Sean Harper. There's a huge buzz that's been going around about it. I hope that you have seen this in your email or it's been available on Facebook. It's really important that we recognize the fact that First Steps to Success and that Danny Johnson's tools and resources have completely given people their life back, restored relationships, gotten promotions, making more money, paying more debt off. And I understand that some of you live in different parts of the world, but if you know anybody that lives in the Ohio area, even the southern Michigan area or the western Pennsylvania area, I would desperately make an effort to get them to this event. Why? Because everyone deserves an opportunity. This is a totally free event open to the public where they have an opportunity to meet someone who comes from total poverty, made it 7 years in the NFL, and didn't get sucked into the exact same thing every other athlete, not all, most. And now today is a successful business owner in the Columbus area. He's a speaker and goes into the inner city schools and really gives people hope and motivation and inspiration that your past doesn't have to define you. And it really goes for a lot of us, too. You know, we've been scared. We've been fearful. We haven't had the success that we've wanted. But guess what? Our past does not define our future. We get a clean slate tonight. We start again tomorrow. Track your numbers. Get yourself to this Cleveland event. Make sure that you're sharing it with the people you know that live in this region. Stay tuned to Project 1000 and Super Friends. And we so look forward to working with all of you. Hope you all have a great night. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you all real soon. Good night.